She did have something cooked up with the tree god. What I didn't know, it wouldn't be anything small. Nothing like being nailed down on the bullseye of history in the making without a fool's notion of what was going on. Nothing personal, Case, old buddy, but they can't make you tell what you don't know. Darlin told Silent and the Torx to get the horses out so they could not be recaptured. They were going to hide them on an empty lot nearby. Yeah? What would they do about tracks? Something wizardly, I guess. Horses were part of her plans, whatever they were. I had caught part of an argument with Silent where she told him she wanted to steal a bunch more. One heroic little rock monkey hung in the temple till the last moment, near getting himself fried by the twins so he could find out as much as possible about Exile's deal for the spike. There was a deal. The monkey said Exile was going to play it straight and keep his end of the bargain if the guys with the spike kept theirs. The monkey said the guy dealing for them had no idea where the spike was, nor any idea where the guy who did know was hiding. Made sense to me. And to Exile, I guess. He didn't waste no time jacking the guy around. Just asked the go-between how they wanted to make the exchange. We'd had the guy who knew. I'd lived in the same damned tent with him for days. I wanted to kick some night stalkers around for lying to us. Raven got the wind up, too. How the hell are we supposed to con people into fighting the Empire if the bastards go honest on us? Whoever heard of a wizard dealing straight? Bowmans gave him some dirty looks, but never got no chance to argue because right then we got word that Exile's boys were closing in. When they busted in, all they saw was Brigadier Wildbrand and her buddy sitting on the floor by our runt menhir. The rest of us were still there, but Bowmans had disguised us as heaps of manure and whatnot while we gave the Night Stalkers the idea we were sneaking out. The talking stone boomed out.
"Hi, guys. You're too late again. You're always going to be too late. Why don't you wake up and come on over to the winning side? The White Rose don't hold no grudges."
The raiders were all Exile's personal guards, unlikely recruits, but the stone kept nagging them. They spread out. Some rushed into the loft where nobody was hiding. Some went to work to get the Night Stalkers loose. And some went to work trying to figure how to silence that big-mouth stone. The men here vanished. And just when their eyes stopped popping, here it came back.
"You boys better get your hearts and heads right fast. It's almost dawn now, and before sunset tomorrow, the White Rose is going to cure this berg of the Imperial disease."
Away it went again. That crack rattled them some. Here it came, spewing more mockery. They got so pissed they stopped doing a thorough job of searching. There was some noise outside. Three of them charged out into the blizzard.